In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber, two guys fix it all with a battle about a movie. One film, two opinions, one coin, two sides. They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram.
What's up, Vikram?
Nothing much.
Ready to feud Star Wars?
Yes.
So this is a very special episode of Film Feud, since we will be feuding Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. Did I get it all?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the good folk what we're doing here today?
So we're going to take this particular very special movie. We're going to toss a coin. Heads argues for, tails argues against. Simple.
Now, full disclosure, we are Star Wars fans.
Mm-hmm.
Slight nerd fans.
We're super fans. Let's just get it out of the way.
We're super fans.
Yeah.
We feuded a lot of Star Wars movies.
Yes.
But this one's special. A, we're not the biggest fans of the sequels.
Yes.
So we're nervous.
Very.
Let's lay our cards on the table. We saw this movie together.
Yes.
In theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I have been privileged enough to watch this movie again in IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this doesn't say anything about my feelings for the movie. I simply wanted to watch this movie in IMAX. You know, you have a Star Wars movies in theater.
It's true. We didn't watch it in IMAX the first time.
That's right.
Yeah. And that there are so many things that can be missed or can be appreciated more. So I applaud you for your second viewing.
Now, second level of full disclosure, we had choice words for this movie when we saw it together.
Yeah.
We made our feelings clear to each other
during
the movie,
a
little bit after the movie.
Mostly within the movie.
I wrote a diary entry about this movie. But we're Star Wars fans and this movie affects us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course it does.
But I've had some time to process it. Have you?
I have, yeah. Ever since I saw it, which is first day. So yeah, it's been a while.
And are you nervous about this coin toss?
Very nervous about this coin toss. And
do you want to say why? Do you want to say which side you would prefer?
I would not want to say which side I prefer, but I'm very nervous because, like you said, we didn't like the sequels as much. We differ on opinions on the sequels. I like one more than you like the other.
You mean seven?
No, I like eight more than seven.
You like seven. None of them, but I think eight is a travesty.
Eight is a travesty, yeah. And I have hope.
Oh, is it a new hope?
It's a hope. That's hope. That is hope.
This movie might make you rise, you might say.
Can we just do the coin toss?
Okay, why don't we do the coin toss? I'll be tossing the coin, and heads means I argue for the movie, and tails means I argue against Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. Let's go.
Let's do this.
And it's heads. I am for Star Wars Episode 9.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Oh, what do you mean perfect?
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to say that you saw the movie a second time because you loved it so much?
Of course, I was armed with the fact that I watched the movie for a second time.
I knew it. And then if you would have lost the coin toss, you would have been, I had to see how bad it was. I didn't trust myself. You had both sides down, didn't you?
We don't lay cards on the table like this, Vikram.
All except you say, let's just lay our cards on the table.
Vikram, you know the difference between you and me?
Oh, right. Okay, what? What is it?
I'm not a sheep. You know, I form my own opinion.
Okay. If I was sheep, I'd probably be like, oh, this movie's not bad. It's good enough and all of that. Blah, 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 blah. Meh, 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 meh.
Okay. That's exactly what you sound like to me right now.
Okay.
But listen, usually we go watch the movie.
Yes. Again.
Before we feud.
Yes.
But this time, we recently watched the movie.
Yes.
I recently watched the movie twice.
Okay.
So why don't we get into it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's feud. So you know a better name for this movie, Vikram, instead of this long-ass title?
Mm-hmm.
It should be called J.J.A.R.S.W.
What?
J.J. Abrams Rescues Star Wars.
Are we getting to J.J. Abrams right now? I have many thoughts.
No, I'm just saying, like, the sequels were going...
Also, how is that name shorter than the name that it already has?
It just has it flows off the tongue.
It is not, man. It does not. It's a bad title. It's a bad movie. It's everything's bad. And let's get into why.
I'm not saying this is the best Star Wars movie.
You cannot. Okay. I would shoot you right now across the table if you said that.
It's by far the best sequel. And
wow.
Okay. Wow. No, 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 no. It's better than the prequels. Listen, this movie this movie is like a Hail Mary pass. And it completed, you know? It might not have scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was thrown and it completed, like, that's huge.
That's the worst analogy. That's the worst analogy because that's the worst outcome of a Hail Mary pass. To actually have it caught but not score a touchdown.
But you have to appreciate the effort.
No.
You know what? You know what? This movie helps us reimagine the sequels. Because, like, first we're like, listen, these sequels are trying to do their own thing. You know, turns out they're not. They're just like $600 million homages to the greatest movies of all time, the Star Wars original trilogy.
Exactly.
And it's like George Lucas said, it's like poetry, it rhymes. You know, it's his vision come to life.
He didn't say it about this.
He said it about the prequels, but finally J.J. Abrams made it happen.
And the prequels actually stayed away from the formula. J.J. Abrams literally like tried to rehash, rearrange concepts from this original trilogy into a new movie. That's why it sucks. Like these guys had 40 years to think of new ideas. It's Disney, the most talented film makers that are available out there, and they did the same thing. They did the same thing.
Listen, you know, some movies are overrated. This movie is overhated already. And it makes me sad because, you know, this movie is at least good enough to make me realize what the sequel trilogy could have been without Rian Johnson. But we'll get into all that. You know, I just want to reframe this whole thing because it's the end of the nine, you know,
the
saga.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of pressure is on it. You know, to perform under that kind of pressure, you have to appreciate where JJ is.
This movie failed miserably.
No,
it crumbled. Like you saw it like crumbling small, like slow-mo style.
You have to reimagine it. What did you think the original six movie saga was about? What is it well known to be?
The story of Luke and Darth Vader.
Mostly Anakin Skywalker because the prequels, right? But now with these nine movies, turns out the whole saga is about the rise and fall of the great emperor and senator Sheev Palpatine.
Palpatine,
it's
dude.
About the rise of Palpatine the senator,
uh-huh.
Then the literal fall of Palpatine the emperor.
Down a hole.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the rise of zombie Palpatine.
Right.
Zompaltine.
Yeah.
And then the fall / burning of Zompaltine. It's the story of evil.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about Palpatine.
Okay.
All right. And they don't even waste a single second of footage.
The dead speak.
And what was that?
In the scroll.
They like, boom, just get out of the way. Because it was well known Palpatine's back. The whole reveal at Comic-Con.
Comic-Con trailer, yeah.
So everyone knows Palpatine's back. They're like, yeah, we're not even going to waste time.
What did you think of Palpatine being back?
I thought it was a big crutch that these guys use. I think it was an afterthought, by the way. That's my personal opinion. Because I knew the script did a lot of rewrites and change of hands in terms of directors and stuff. I don't think Palpatine was the original plan.
I'll help you here. It was an afterthought. But the reframing, it's about Palpatine now. He's been the big bad through six movies. So when you set up sequels to not have him be back would mean that this wasn't a saga movie after all.
Of course it does. Because it has nothing to do. It's not supposed to have anything to do with him. It's not supposed to rely on the baddie. It's supposed to rely on the goods.
Plus, Star Wars has a rich history of people falling down holes.
Oh yeah.
And being alive.
And yeah, I think it's almost always been the case that they've come back.
Darth Maul,
Palpatine himself.
Luke, technically.
Luke, kinda, yeah.
Boba Fett, technically. Not exactly a hole, but a Sarlacc hole pit.
Is he alive?
Kylo Ren in this movie.
The only one that doesn't count.
Holes don't kill people.
Yeah.
People kill people.
People kill people. Or I think the right correlation is you have to be a Force user because Han Solo is dead as shit.
Oh, that's true. Han Solo never came back.
Yeah.
Also contractual clauses there.
You know? Or just being like, I do not want to come back. And
well,
then
he came back for this movie.
They begged him.
Yeah.
No, they begged him because Carrie Fisher was supposed to do that scene.
Oh, we'll talk about Carrie Fisher in a moment. But Palpatine coming back has been the biggest point of contention. But I have to say, I loved the fact that, firstly, I love the visual design of him, of zombie Palpatine.
Of the Sith Temple?
That wasn't bad, right?
Like it was pretty bad. It was like this Evil Dead horror show combined with Crane Palpatine.
That's what he is. He's like Evil Dead. And
it was too dark. It was too dark to my liking.
You know, he has strobe lights. He's in the club.
Yeah.
You know?
He is in a club.
And he's like Stephen Hawking. You know, he's using technology to stay alive. He's always been a technology user like Vader. He's like what Vader was. It's like poetry. It rhymes. And he's been behind everything all along. He has a jar full of Snokes, which reminded me of Pirates of the Caribbean. I got a jar of Snokes.
I made him. I mean, can we talk about the scroll firstly? The dead speak. So what is that? Like some broadcast radio message? I'm back, bitches.
Wait, don't tell me you haven't heard the message yet.
It wasn't in the movie.
You know what it was in? It was in Fortnite.
Oh, shucks, I missed it. What, are you serious?
They broadcasted the original message.
Please
in
tell
Fortnite.
Me it's I'm back, bitches.
There is something, something revenge. It's like something, something dark side. The revenge of the Sith has come. The day has arrived.
I was Snoke all along. I mean, what the hell is that, dude? Come on. That's like even beyond lazy film writing.
I do not consider it as lazy film writing. It had to be done. It had to be done.
And also, he has a granddaughter?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Dada Palpatine.
Dada Palpatine. Dada Sheev.
I have a better name for him. Peepaw Palpatine.
Peepaw! Fits his image completely. He had kids, firstly. We don't know. How exactly?
The real question is, who was Meemaw, bro?
Who was Meemaw? Does he f***? He f***s.
Yeah, all I could think about was Russ Hanneman from Silicon Valley looking at Palpatine and being like, this guy f***s.
And what was the sex like? Do it. Just do it. Don't do it. Don't think about it. Just do it.
He let out a big do it, by the way. That made me really happy.
As an okay-ish do it, because it was like mid-dialogue.
Yeah, but at least he's recognizing his own internet culture. Do it.
I guess. I mean, fan service, they're really good at that, but...
Listen, man, Empress Palpatine.
Yes.
A.K.A. Rey, soon to be Skywalker.
Yeah.
At least it fixes the biggest problem in the sequel so far, which was that she was like an ultimate Mary Sue. How did she have so many powers? How was she so, like, already trained in the Force? At least it solves that.
I mean, it does solve that. And we knew we were getting to a solution for that ever since the first movie. We saw what her potential was, her raw power was. And then they kept hammering it down that she's no one, she's no one, she's no one. So we knew she was someone.
Yeah, Kylo was just negging her when he said, you're no one. He was just trying to get her over to his side.
Yeah, and in this movie, Luke knows, Leia knows. Kylo Ren knew, Palpatine knew, everyone knew that she was Palpatine's daughter. I'm curious about what the original idea was.
It's like the original trilogy, like Obi-Wan knew, supposedly, because it was a rethought in Empire to make Darth Vader Luke's father.
Right.
And so Obi-Wan is like, well, he did kill your father from a certain point of view.
Yeah, he did.
This is a certain point of view times 3-4 characters. Big deal.
I don't know, man. And talking about Rey in general, we've been with these characters for 3 movies now, and I have not been able to develop a relationship with them. I don't buy into Rey, Finn, Poe.
That's because you're a sexist.
I'm a sexist? What about Finn and Poe?
Oh, that's because you're a racist.
And?
And Poist.
Poist. All right, I feel that. I mean, I don't get it, dude. Jar Jar in 2 movies had me more intrigued. Jar Jar did it better. Jar Jar did Star Wars better. At least I felt something, if it's positive or negative.
Jar Jar is also what they call J.J. Abrams, disparagingly. So, you know, Jar Jar did it better. I'll take that as a point for me.
Jar Jar did it better than Rey or Finn or Poe. You take that as a point for you, take it.
I feel for Finn, because his character was the most underserved, because when The Force Awakens... In fact, when the trailer came out, not even the movie, the most excitement we had was a black person in Star Wars that's not Lando Calrissian, and second, Stormtrooper, possibly Force sensitive, possibly the lead of the movie. You actually didn't know whether Daisy Ridley was the lead of the movie, which she turned out to be. And so then you think, okay, Finn's character is going to be like the secondary character, go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Rian Johnson just screws him over, sends him to Canto Bight. And then this guy has been friend-zoned for 3 movies.
Yeah.
I think this should be a new phrase, by the way. He's been Finn-zoned. It's like the longest friend zone ever. And he has no character. I grant that. I don't care about Finn.
Also a bad actor.
I don't know about that. I mean, is it the writing or is it the acting?
There were enough emotional touch points for him to show his acting.
Listen, it's just like the original trilogy. We have seen these people learn how to act over the course of the 3 movies.
That's true.
So it was with the original trilogy, barring Han Solo.
But to that point, Han Solo was arguably the best out of those 3. And here, the Han Solo alike character is Oscar Isaac, who's actually a very good actor.
Amazing.
Sucked.
No, I mean, he did the best. He had the most, at least he had something here. He had Kerry Russell to play off. And then they got that one scene when they're in Kijimi and they actually talk and they actually like slow the movie down a little bit, you know?
Because they're trying to deep dive into his background, but they kind of rush it when the actual juice comes into the play. My problem is that, A, they did not have to have a Han Solo-like character. That's why this whole repetition that J.J. Abrams pulled off or tried to pull off, it just falls flat.
I'll grant you Poe, but at least with Finn, they had the will-they-won-they dynamic with Rey. But the poor guy obviously got friends.
I mean, it felt like it wasn't even his decision at all. It was just Ray, and he's just like following around like a little bunny.
Every movie has him being like, Ray! And then they go and hug at the end.
And then they at least try to do that Rose situation in the last movie. What happened with that? Like, what's the whole love triangle situation, man?
There was no love triangle. Rose just kissed him without consent. Hashtag him too.
Well, she kind of sacrificed their whole plan to make it work, and she kissed him.
And then forced herself upon him.
That was definitely a moment, and it definitely seemed like they're gonna evolve that relationship in this movie.
No, that's the best part of this movie.
And in this movie, it turns out that he's kind of after Ray. Like, he tried to make it clear in a scene or so.
Yeah, he's like, I have something to tell you, but apparently he could be saying, I have force abilities.
Apparently he could be saying anything with her.
Also, he finds another black person to hang out with, Jana.
Yeah, and then wait for the next movie and then nothing.
Well, listen, man. I mean, the movies are over, Vikram. Just relax.
I'm actually so glad the Skywalker saga is done and dusted. We have The Mandalorian, we have the Kenobis. It's like, you know, all the Star Wars fans right now, they're kind of like Princess Leia from Before A New Hope. And before this movie, it's like, hey, JJ, you're our only hope. Help us, JJ. And it didn't work out. So it's like, help us, Jon Favreau. You're our only hope.
No, it absolutely did work out. After Ryan Johnson screwed it over, they were like, hey, JJ, you're my only hope. And JJ's like, oh, sure. Here's more puppetry. Here's a Babu Frick.
There's too much hate coming on Ryan Johnson for some reason. He's not the single reason why this sequel trilogy is a shit show. It's JJ Abrams, Kathleen Kennedy, Disney, and all those guys.
But this movie makes so much effort. They're like, oh, Holdo maneuver. No, it was one in a million. Oh, Luke will catch a lightsaber instead of throwing it. Oh, Chewie will get a moment to like actually cry when someone dies. This is all good stuff.
This is all Chewie does. He's just crying. At least like the original trilogy, he has a role.
And then somebody refers to Chewie as like, hey buddy, we need you. And like a dog.
He's like, yeah, yeah, okay, I'll come.
It reminded me of Spaceballs, where he's actually like played as a dog. But listen, there was a lot of fan service that I enjoyed. And it's the last movie in the saga.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Doing an amazing Donald Glover impression.
Right. Or just being himself off drugs, maybe.
Yeah. Charming motherfucker.
Yeah. I guess. Let's talk about the good fan servicey stuff. Let's talk about the ending. Let's talk about the climactic scene, the battle.
Wedge Antilles is in the ending, in the fan service.
Okay.
Han Solo does the whole I love you, I know.
Okay.
These are like iconic moments, man.
I mean, I'll just help you out. Mace Windu was there. Alec Guinness was there.
Oh, this is all the audio.
Yeah, this is all the audio. Ahsoka Tano was there.
Yeah, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, so
shout out to Ahsoka.
That was cool.
Although
I guess
does confirm she's dead, which is sad.
You haven't seen Rebels yet, right?
Oh, she dead? No, I've seen the thing where she's the last time we see in Rebels is at the temple.
She comes in an episode after that.
Oh, she does?
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Oh, but then she's not dead in Rebels.
I don't want to spoil it for you. I don't want to talk about it any further. Okay, yeah, you should watch that episode. I'll send you a link. But can we talk about the fight? Can we talk about that whole sequence that run up to the face-off between Palpatine and the two Reylo?
The dyad?
The dyad in the
Reylo,
Force?
Reylo, the dyad?
Excuse me, what the... WTF is a dyad?
I only figured it out of context. It's
same.
Something,
same.
Something, two people.
Two people, symbiosis, yin-yang situation.
Yin-yang, yeah. It just makes them more powerful.
Yeah, I guess it does. And they, for these two individuals to have that dyad connection out of everyone in the universe, convenient. Very convenient.
Everything in Star Wars is convenient, Vikram. Are you a fan even? What kind of talk is this? Oh, for Leia to find Luke, who turns out to be her brother. Convenient. Yeah, it's the will of the Force, my friend.
Oh, okay. I mean, as soon as you say will of the Force, there's no argument that I can present.
Exactly.
So let's
Shut
move on.
The f-
okay. And we saw convenient use of Force time in episode 7 and 8.
Only in episode 8 is when supposedly Snoke like connects them. Force time.
Yeah. So
plus
Force
dyad.
Yeah. So now Force time levels up and you can like interact physically, so it's kind of this VR teleport Force time hybrid that's going on.
Yeah, it's the future, man.
It's the future of the Force.
It's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away with the Force. Like, who knows what if the Force is like science, my friend.
Right.
And the more you use the Force creatively, at least they had some fun sequences out of that, right? Like with objects teleporting.
Sure. Are you talking about the lightsaber teleporting?
The lightsaber teleporting is the epic slow-mo moment at the end.
It's so stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because you know it's coming, zoom up to the face, and like Kylo Ren's looking like that, and she's looking like that, and his hands here. And her hands here, you know what's happening, and a lightsaber comes and you're like, what? And who's he fighting? The most useless Knights of Ren characters that were ever set up in sequel history.
I'll concede that's a problem of 7 and 8 more than this movie. They were kind of lame. They remind me of the Nazgul. Am I saying that right? I'm not the biggest Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah, you are.
So they were like the Nazgul.
Nazgul were, they destroyed like 10,000 people in the movie before they were struck down. So it was pretty scary. And they showed Nazgul's sinisterism and capabilities from like all three movies. Here, like they didn't show anything about the Knights of Ren 6, 7, and 8. And here,
flashbacks.
They're just standing around like killing a few people. And then here's the movie where we actually see the Knights of Ren and Kylo decimates them. Like decimates them.
Once he has a lightsaber. He's losing to them without.
He's barely fighting without. He's just surrounding.
So he's supreme leader. And by the way, what is worth mentioning out of that scene?
Mm-hmm.
The wrong thing to focus on is the Knights of Ren.
I'm sorry, dude.
The right thing to focus on, my friend, is Kylo in powerful cash clothing. He's just rocking his like Under Armour.
Urban wear.
Yeah. Like little like diesel jeans and Under Armour.
Did I just have a meeting? Did I just have a deathly fight? You don't know.
This is a new trend. Imagine the potential. Imagine the toys that you can get. You know, that's a toy I'm going to buy, bro. It's like he's turned himself into a Adam Driver Ken doll.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want Kylo Ren in Tommy Bahamas and cargo shorts. It's a whole new world.
I want Kylo Ren's full get up. I want casual athwear get up. I want on the beach get up.
With the red outlines.
Okay.
I want a Hawaiian shirt. I want flip-flops. And I want capri pants.
And then ability with or without lightsaber.
Oh.
You don't know when he needs it.
And of course, like cross-bladed Kylo lightsaber.
Yeah.
I'm constructing this. I'm 3D printing this toy today. And this movie canonizes it. You have to appreciate the good stuff. The Kylo Ren was useless till before this, man. He was just emo Ren, right?
He was.
And now it's like he has the arc. He has the redemption. He's playing the Vader part.
That arc, man. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about Leia and that Kylo Ren turning to Ben Solo?
Okay, I'll concede. It could have been better. But like Carrie Fisher, rest in peace. I mean, it probably relied so much on her that when she went away, they couldn't do much with it.
Well, everything we saw of Carrie Fisher in this movie was unused footage from 7.
Right.
Nothing was shot specifically for this.
Or 8, I'm guessing.
7 and 8. Sorry, yes. And nothing was shot specifically for this. It was all unused footage from 8.
So they did the best they could. You could tell, but maybe 10 years from now, if you don't realize that she passed away before the filming of the movie, maybe you can't tell.
You rewatched it. Can you tell with her?
I know.
I think everyone will be able to tell because...
But whatever, it's not their fault.
But then it is their fault of how they choose to write it. They basically wrote around her unused footage and tried to weave the story, this half-assed last minute of a story around her available footage.
Listen, it's not like the turn of Darth Vader was very well telegraphed. Like he literally just sees Luke suffering and then just randomly picks up and throws the Emperor. Right? So Kylo's turn, at least it's been building and foreshadowed from 3 movies. Right from the very first time we meet Kylo, he's like being pulled in both directions. So that final dying Ben from Leia might be all it takes.
It wasn't the dying Ben. That was like, she planned to start the conversation then. She sets Ben and he gets stabbed, so she dies.
Is that it?
Is that exactly what happened? She's just walking away and then Maz Kanata is like, oh, she knows what to do and she's walking away.
Don't you dare mock Carrie.
And then she's just walking away and then she's like, Ben. And then he turns around, presumably to have a conversation with her and he gets stabbed in the stomach.
We have to move on from this. I refuse. Let me lighten the mood a little. I refuse to talk about Carrie Fisher and like the impact she had in the movie. You just have to let go. Right?
Okay, before I let go, I agree with you that it's a limited amount of stuff that they could have done. But there have been precedents set in history, in filmmaking, where it's been done so much better. Paul Walker with Fast and Furious. Those guys killed it.
And it's been a long time.
Philip Seymour Hoffman in Hunger Games. Those guys did
see
it.
See you again.
Exactly. Those guys wrote it because they knew this is what we have. This is the story. Let's figure out how the best way to fit Paul Walker or Philip Seymour Hoffman in. Here they're like, no, we must.
They had his brother. I mean,
that was for one shot.
Too bad Carrie Fisher doesn't have like a very, very similar looking sibling, you know?
I mean, then don't write it in so extensively. Figure it out, man. Like, do a better story.
Let me lighten the mood here.
They're doing injustice to Carrie Fisher by doing this to Carrie Fisher.
Stop blasphemizing and talking about
movie blasphemized it.
Admiral Akbar.
Okay.
Had a son.
He did have a son.
And named him Aftab, another Islamic name. Russ Hanneman, Admiral Akbar. This guy
fucks, dude.
Gotta I saw it light, bro. Gotta be light. You know, I know it's the end of the saga, but you know, you gotta take the good moments.
I mean, I agree. I didn't know his name was Akbar. I didn't know his name was Aftab. I'm not surprised. I'm more surprised it wasn't Ali because of just the lack of thinking these guys put into name with A from the Islamic religion. Let's see what we have. A few more things I wanted to cover from this epic climactic battle. So firstly, people don't learn. People in the Star Wars universe, good or bad, they never learn from their mistakes.
What does that mean?
Emperor Palpatine, when he's finally like gotten his dyad powers and he's like,
when he somehow sucked the life force from the dyad.
And yeah, come. Like he's Dementor kissed them and then now he's like a normal physical human being.
His the zombie undone fingers have grown back.
Yeah, like scary. His flesh is back, his eyes are normal again.
Uh-huh.
And he's back to presumably powerful Palpatine again.
Uh-huh.
And his plan is to do force lightning shot up in the air, which completely disables all the ships. Only the enemy ships, by the way.
He's super powerful. Yeah, because the rest of them are like Star Destroyers.
So he knows where his lightning is channeling to.
It's the will of the force. What are you doing?
And
why are you questioning?
And then when Rey somehow gets alive again, we'll talk about that too. And she does the whole, I have a lightsaber, I'll shoot her with my lightning. He's been through that before. Didn't he not remember?
What do you mean?
With Mace Windu in episode 3. That's exactly how he got fucked up.
But it worked out for him at the time.
It did not. He was getting like mongled by Mace Windu. The only reason he lost was
he didn't know that Rey would summon another lightsaber and like have all that power.
Stop right? shooting your lightning, then do something else. Do the whole disabling again. Like, why don't you
because
do that?
Shooting lightning is like peeing. You can't at Palpatine's age. You can't just start and stop whenever you want.
Stop. I cannot stop.
Every time Palpatine pees, he looks down and says, do it.
Do it. Okay, so that's your explanation. It's like being
she gets two lightsabers.
So stop it then. Just stop it. And disable her lightsabers again. You did that so easily like a minute ago.
Yeah, no, the move. Haven't you seen Dragon Ball Z? It's like you're Kamehameha-ing and then like you have to just commit. Because like if you stop, she's going to chop your head off with the lightsabers.
Ah, okay.
I think.
Okay, fair enough. The fact that, okay.
And then she has, he's like, I am all the Sith. He's like giving it his all.
Okay, let's talk about that, man. What the hell is this? I am all the Sith. I am all the Jedi
all the
situation.
Sith, all the people in the little stadium. They're like all the Siths.
What is this? I am Sith, I am Jedi, oh, I am Iron Man. Oh, this makes sense. This is all Disney.
So, like, listen, you've never copied someone's homework.
Did Kevin Feige have a part to play in this movie?
Clearly. I mean,
clearly.
Captain Kennedy was like, listen, I didn't complete my homework in time, so can I just borrow your.
Yeah.
You never done that in college?
No, not really. And this is not the
what
same.
What I know is coming is how it should have ended, that mm-hmm. channel.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I am all the Sith.
I am all the Jedi.
I am all the Jedi. And I'm Batman. I know it's coming. Anyone can call it.
Like, this is a straight Avengers ripoff, man. I can totally picture this boardroom, think tank, brainstorming meeting happening where they're like, listen, we were able to satisfactorily conclude a 22-movie saga. And this was the moment where Iron Man's like, I'm Iron Man. What do we do here? It's like, hey, man, they can be Sith, right? All the Sith can just be behind them, even though that's never been spoken about ever again in like ever in Jedi history. Why are all the Sith in one person? Why are all the Jedi in one person now? Also, force healing? Da fuck, man.
By the way, foreshadowed 2 days in advance in the latest episode of The Mandalorian with Baby Yoda.
Wow. Makes sense.
It's pretty
sense.
Cool. Completely I watched it. Makes you sense. Watched it before?
I did not, no.
See, that's why I didn't mind it. It's nice.
It's bullshit, dude.
Why?
It's straight bullshit.
The Force has powers, dude.
Because she is built out to be a raw Jedi who hasn't completed her training.
She's a Palpatine.
Okay. So?
She's super powerful and she's trained under Master Mistress Leia.
She isn't. She herself says that I haven't trained completely and I'll
nor
come back.
Nor had Luke, my friend. Nor had Luke.
Yeah, no shit. He didn't do force healing. Intuitively, hey, that's a snake with scratches and that's why he's fucking people up. Let me just go close to it and force heal it.
I don't see anything wrong with it. The Force is going to have new and new powers.
I don't get it, dude. And then she force heals Ben. And Ben turns, and then Ben doesn't even force heal, but like completely life swaps with her, and he dies.
But they take a little moment. They share a little Raylo kiss.
Poor
you know,
friend, dude.
You know, when I watched it the second time, what I was thinking, why don't they just like play life force tag? Like you heal her,
right.
She comes back.
Right. You don't have to kill me. You don't have to heal me like 100%. Get me to like 70, and then like we'll recoup, man.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, take it.
Then he disappears though, because he's turned good. That's why she can't do it. Aha, see, asked and answered.
What? That makes no sense. It's really pissed me off. And to compound my hatred for this movie, they had to show that blasphemous last scene.
In Tatooine. It was beautiful, man. I had goosebumps for the twin sons.
Okay, you had goosebumps?
In the very last shot.
Just because they showed twin sons? What are you, like a twin sons, like a
nutbuster?
It's like you see two suns and it's like sploosh.
I'm a Star Wars fan.
Jesus.
Two suns together, do it for me. Also, they justify the name of the movie. I was confused what was happening before that.
Oh, and she just conveniently is like, I'm not a Palpatine. I see Luke and Leia there. Hey, Skywalker.
Yeah, it's about the legacy. Have you ever thought about where Kylo Ren's name comes from? It's actually a combination of Skywalker and Solo. It's genius. So if anything, the
genius.
Only, it is genius. Kylo, had you thought about that before? See?
But it makes no sense. If he's keeping that, did you think he did that consciously?
You can read into it. Maybe it's genius writing.
Okay.
But the only problem, the only thing I'll grant you, mm-hmm. is the name that she should have gone with, should have recognized that she's a Palpatine as well. You know, combined it. Like Palwalker. Palwalker or Skypatine. Skypatine. Ray Skypatine.
The Rise of Skypatine is the best name you could think of for this movie. 100% agree.
Yeah, that and J.J. Abrams rescues Star Wars.
Fuck J.J. Abrams.
Jajar's the world.
Fuck J.J. Abrams. We're never seeing a J.J. Abrams movie again. The only reason I saw it was because it was a Star Wars movie. The guy's horrible. He's horrible. He's blasphemous. He should not touch something that's existing gold. He should only make new bullshit that
Weren't
I will not ignore.
Are you also a Star Trek fan?
Yes. I don't like the new movies.
I feel bad for you.
I know, man. Like, he's just encroaching in my interest areas and I'm forced to watch his bullshit. I just stay away, bro. I'm going to kill you otherwise.
Why are you getting so heated up, man? You know, it's the end of 9 movies. Let's just absorb it. I know you've been forced to feud by the coin, but that doesn't mean you have to get so intense about it. You know, anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Suffering leads to, I'm forgetting the quote. But don't go to the dark side. Why don't we keep it light?
Okay.
Why don't we end this?
Oh, yes.
With a couple of Star Wars jokes.
Okay.
I'll tell one and okay. You tell one.
Okay.
Your favorite Star Wars chutkula. I'm sure you know one. I'm locked and loaded with one. And I think I just want to put a smile on your face as we end this.
Okay.
Because you seem to be boiling up here about JJ.
I am. But I'm actually glad the saga's over. But yes, I'm done. I'm done for a joke.
Why don't you go first, man? Why don't you cool off a little bit?
All right. The first joke I have off the top of my head is Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. How about that?
Ouch.
How about that?
Okay. Do you have a real joke?
I should.
To end on a truce here. I'm trying to end the saga, end our film feud saga. Work with me here, baby.
Film feud's not ending. All right.
Film feud Star Wars saga.
All right. Let me think. I should have one. I used to do a lot of these. Okay. What do Jedi use to view PDF files?
I don't know.
Adobe One Kenobi.
I knew it was Adobe. I was thinking along those lines. I have two favorites.
Wow.
I mean, I've entertained people with these for the past 10 years.
Okay.
Where does Emperor Palpatine get his lightsabers?
Where?
The Darth Maul. You want another one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
What is the internal temperature of a Tauntaun? Lukewarm.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Film Feud. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Thank you for listening. And now we feuded, and you, our listeners, get to decide who you think won. You can vote on our social media at Muncha Movies on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Or you can find us on YouTube and let us know in the comments who you think won the feud.
And if you guys are new or old to the podcast, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, Google, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, etc., etc., etc. Or our website, munchamovies.com.
Until next week, when we finally don't feud Star Wars, Vikram.
Yes. Let's do it.
Until next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.